Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just welcome
Hallelujah.
everyone tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God to Cornerstone Deliverance Church Friday night service. Hallelujah. Just welcoming everyone. Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts. This is our Friday night Beatitudes, the Good Life of Jesus series. Amen. I'm your host, Prophetess Maggie. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord tonight for allowing us to be able to assemble together, just giving the Father all of the glory and all of the praise tonight for just bringing us through this day. Amen. And just giving him all of the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just thanking Apostle for allowing us to be able to assemble, to be able to lift up the name of Jesus through this time of Bible study, through this time of us breaking bread in the book of Matthew, the fifth chapter, as we continue to go in this series of the Good Life. And we just thank the Lord for this time of intercession, I mean, this time of Bible study. We thank the Lord because this is a time we're taking this journey for the last couple of weeks. And I'm just super excited that the Lord has allowed us to come together as we connect, and we're learning and growing together on a Friday night. And I just thank God for Cornerstone Deliverance Church because Apostle has set the atmosphere, the Holy Ghost has set the atmosphere for us to be able to come together, and we are able to come together on the line from different areas in the United States, and we're able to ask questions, share our feedback, draw closer to Jesus. And so I thank God for that opportunity. I thank God for the opportunity for us to be able to know that it is safe for us to draw closer to him. Amen. And so tonight, I do ask if you are on the line and if you are going to be moving around to put your phone on mute. Tonight, the Lord dealt with me different concerning tonight's lesson. Amen. Tonight, I do ask for your undivided attention. I truly do ask for your undivided attention, and not for Maggie's, but less for the Holy Ghost, amen. For the Holy Spirit, amen. For us to draw closer to him, amen. For us to draw closer to our Father, Jesus the Christ. For us to get the healing and deliverance and the breakthrough that we need. Hallelujah. For us to be in a place that nothing shall separate us. Hallelujah. For if there's anything that is separating us, there's anything that is hindering us from hungering and thirsting, from having that hunger and thirst for him, that he will remove that from us tonight. Amen. And we're going to go forth in this word tonight, and that this word is going to cause, it's the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23 and 29 says, "Is not my word like a fire, like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." The Lord is coming to break up he's coming to break up the ground tonight, hallelujah, that has not been receptive to the word of God. He is coming to break it up with the word of God. Anything that has caused us to stumble in our walk, anything that has caused us not to hunger and thirst for righteousness, anything that has caused us not to be filled, he is going to break it up tonight. Amen. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask if you are moving around, for you to please put your phone on mute as we go forth in this teach tonight. I'm going to ask if Sister Tatiana, if she is on the line and she's able to lead us in prayer, if you can lead us in prayer, please. Okay. I believe I heard Evangelist Allen on the line. If you can, lead us in prayer. Amen.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come in your presence tonight, dear Lord God, One more time, God, we just want to say thank you, dear Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this very present help that we have right now, dear Lord God. We ask that, Lord God, that you just have your way, dear Lord God. Oh, God, just help us, Lord God, that we would stay focused, dear Lord God. And, God, when we leave this line tonight, Lord God, someone would say it was good for them to be on the line, dear Lord God. In fact, we all would say it was good for us to be here, dear Lord God. As we come in your presence, dear Lord God, as humble as we are, dear Lord Jesus, and we know, dear Lord God, just seeking the more of you, dear Lord God, to know more of you, dear Lord God, for an impartation, dear Lord Jesus. God, we ask that you just have your way, Lord God. Bless your woman servant tonight as she pours into us, dear Lord God. Give her a double portion, Lord God, for everything that she's about to pour, dear Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that's present on tonight, dear Lord God. Oh, God, just have your complete way in the name of Jesus that we pray, dear Lord God. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord tonight for the good life. Amen. And we're talking about the Beatitudes. Amen. And we started from verse 3. And in verse 3, the Lord began to deal with us about happy are the blessed. Amen. And blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God is theirs. And happy are the blessed. I just thank God for the word of God, how the word has been showing us that this thing is just not about material things. It's not about chasing happiness, but it's about us getting our, emptying out our value of ourselves, going before the Father, emptying out ourselves so that he can do any healing and deliverance, setting us free so that we can create a space for him. Amen. And so as we moved into the next week, happy are those who mourn. Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Not what it traditionally meant. People thought that just meant about mourning about those that were lost, but Jesus was talking about lamenting, mourning over the souls, repentance, turning away from sin and repenting. The burden of sin being lifted, and we will be comforted. Amen. Understanding our true condition and coming to a place of repentance. Amen. And not just realizing that that meant just individually, but corporately as well. And so as we went into week 4, blessed are the meek, humble, for they will inherit the earth. Not seeing humility as being timid or shy or as a weakness. But understand that humility was strength under control. Being submitted under the authority of our Father. Being willing to submit to the Father. Realizing that your power cannot save you. Glory to God. Your strength can't save you. My strength can't save me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it is what he did on the cross, him rising on the third day, that we need his strength, his power. Glory to God. We must submit to him daily. We must yield and give God all the glory, realizing that when we say yield, we mean surrender and submit, understanding that when we do that, that brings forth a harvest, and that was the inheritance that he talked about. Amen. And so in last week, we talked about hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Righteousness. The uprightness and right standing with God. Righteousness is an attribute of God. righteousness is the quality of being in the right, being right in the eyes of God, including our character, our attitude, our conduct, how we represent God in public and in private. Not just in front of our sisters and brothers on the prayer line or in Sunday service or Wednesday night Bible study or in choir practice, but when we're at work, how our character stands out, how our attitude stands out when we're in traffic and someone cuts us off. How we represent God. Are we hungering and thirsting for God? Do we hunger and thirst for the things of the kingdom? Do we realize that the things of the kingdom are the necessities for life? And what are the things of the kingdom? Prayer, fasting, reading our words, studying, laying before the Lord. Realizing we are what we eat. Realizing that this thing is just not physical, but it is important spiritually. We see throughout the New Testament, Jesus uses food, natural food, and he compares it to spiritual things. If you go back and you read where he fed the 5,000, and they begin to follow him after they wanted more signs and wonders, he begins to let them know that still, after your bellies are full, you still are hungry. You still are following for a sign. So he was letting us know that the fish, the bread, that stuff is still not enough. The woman at the issue of well, at the well, all of the water, she's at a well full of water. And yet still, if she has all of this natural water, she still would be thirsty. But it is the water that he provides that quenches the thirst. So the Lord lets us know that this thing is not natural. It is yet spiritual. And the scripture says that we must understand that we have to take care of what we put in these temples. We have to be very so careful. And we take care of these temples. So tonight, the Lord began to deal with me all week about what prevents us from thirsting and craving and hungering and desiring for the things of the kingdom in my personal life. What prevents us from the true necessities of life? What is preventing and blocking what is stopping us? Causing something from happening. Causing, postponing something from happening, stalling, delaying. From us living the good life. An apostle sent out something this week where causing us from being a winner. We often say we are victorious and we have the victory, but why do we not live like we are winners? What is preventing us? What is stalling us? What is causing us not to make progress to live this victorious life that Jesus was teaching the disciples from concerning? What causes us not to hunger and thirst for the things of the kingdom. So this week, the Lord began to take me through deliverance. And I did not know that through my own personal deliverance, that these four little words was causing me to be living up and down, and some days I'm up, some days I'm down, some days I'm happy, some days I don't feel like I'm going to make it. And I'm like, Lord, what? Why do I feel this way? Disappointment. The feeling of being unhappy. Now, Jesus says, blessed means what? Happy. So he starts off every beatitude with blessed, which means happy. So I'm like, okay, Lord. Why do I not feel like what your word says? What is blocking me from feeling this way? The feeling of being unhappy, being something, because something that you hoped for or expected did not happen, or because someone or something was not as good as you expected. Disappointment. Resentment. And anger. Unhappy feeling that you have when you think you have been mistreated or been treated unfairly without enough respect. I can't believe they did that to me. Did they really just try me that way? Do they not know who I am? That resentment. And here comes the unforgiveness, unwilling or unable to forgive. I have set my heart to not release you. I want the revenge. I want the payback. If we really just be transparent and tell the truth, I had to be honest. I said, Lord, show me what's in my heart. And when the Lord begins to show me these things, bitterness, a feeling or state of great anger and unhappiness. So what happens is, now those four words prevent us, they block us from being winners. They block us, they stall us from living the good life. All from an offense, a trap, or a snare. a stumbling block, something that displeases you, being insulted. So this is how the enemy comes in. The enemy, he has to have an entrance. So he takes that trauma, he takes that offense, he takes that pain, that hurt, the agony, the disappointment, the confusion from it, and he creates an atmosphere that his seed can sprout, grow, and take root. And what does the flesh do? The flesh meditates on it, on this offense. It replays it over and over and over. The act of giving your attention to the only one thing, focus your attention and time on that one thing, or to those effects. You don't think about nothing else but that offense. And it prevents, it stalls, it blocks, it hinders, it postpones you from hungering and thirsting and craving the things that Jesus is saying, hey, you need these things. Let go of the offense. But tonight, if you are willing to be set free, he's going to set you free. I realize there is no greater time than spending time with my Father. I make time for everything else. And I realized, I said, Lord, give me that desire for you that way. So when he began to show me the things that was causing me to, that was blocking that desire for him, he began to move those things. And see, that's the enemy's job. He uses those, he creeps in and he plants those seeds. That's why we, in this season, we have to be, in any season, we have to be careful what friends we have. If they're not spirit-filled friends, they're not kingdom-minded friends, if they're not walking and talking like the kingdom citizens, if they're not encouraging you to live a life that's kingdom, if they're not pushing you to live kingdom, be careful. You know, we always quote that scripture, we don't need to be unequally yoked. That means friendships too. We need to be yoked with believers. In this season, we don't need anything pulling us back to a world that's already in darkness. But what is the enemy seeing? Thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I had to think everything. I had to, Lord, bring it down, pull it down. Every thought that's not like you, Lord God. Destroy every proud obstacle that keeps me from knowing you, God. Every rebellious thought, Lord God, that tries to separate me from being obedient, Lord God, remove it. Teach me to be obedient. I begin to declare the word of God in my prayer. To change my mindset. Because the enemy can't come in unless I let him. He has to have an entrance. So if I don't focus my time on if I'm not meditating on the offense, then he doesn't have any power.
Amen.
If I'm not giving him any time, see, that time we can focus and give it to God. But if I'm not giving him any time, I said, Lord, show me how to balance my time. I said, Lord, really show me where I spend my time wrongly. The Lord said, well, you give the enemy this amount of your time. That is wrong when you give your time. You give this person your time listening to the crazy talking. I said, Lord, my God, my God.
Amen.
So the enemy uses those hurts and the disappointments and the offenses to drop the seed. Once he drops the seed, then it further grows. But if we block it by casting down and saying, no, you will not get the access today. I'm going to apply the word of God. Maybe she, sister so-and-so, just didn't mean, she didn't, I'm not going to even say she didn't mean to speak to me today. I'm not going to give the enemy any of my time by saying that should have happened and this should have happened. I'm going to destroy every proud obstacle. I'm pulling down every wicked imagination. I'm destroying everything that's not like God that the enemy is trying to plant. I'm pulling it up right now. And I'm walking in the obedience of God. My thoughts are structured in the obedience of God, of Christ. So if he doesn't have the soil of bitterness, and if you're not focusing on the offense of the bitterness and the strife and the confusion or whatever you has happened, then he can't plant the seed. So who causes these offenses? The enemy. We got to realize this. It's not the people. The word tells us that. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. The word is telling us. But against principalities, against powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. He uses people. So don't allow him to use you. We must be reminded. Not to focus on the people or the offense. But WWJD, what would Jesus do? He's going to release the word of God. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 17 through 21 says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceable with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, here we go again with this word hungry, feed them. He ain't talking about natural food. If you are born again, you should be sharing the word of God. You should be releasing the word of God to them. If he is thirsty, give him drink. You should be giving him like how Jesus gave the woman at the well, giving her the water. You should be doing the same thing. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So we have to understand that we have to walk in righteousness. We have to understand that we are born again. We have to understand now we are in an uprightness and a right standing with God. That means that we need to focus our time, our attention, need to be focused on being like God. We don't have time to make excuses to be like this world. We don't have time to make excuses to look like this world. Our character, our attitude, our conduct must reflect him in all we do. Our personal life, our private life, our job life, church life. We should reflect him at all costs. I remember when my oldest son was probably about 10. And the man of God was preaching. And he said, somebody in here got a cursing demon. And my son stood up. He was probably about 8 or 9. And he said, my mama do. Our life should reflect Christ. We should be walking and talking uprightness. We should be reflecting the righteousness of God. If our enemies come, we should be feeding them the word of God. That means the word got to be planted on the inside. That means we should be hungering and thirsting for this thing. That means that at all costs we should be feeding ourselves the word. So when we get in tough situations, when we are craving and thirsting this, when our flesh is craving and thirsting things that ain't godly, we can give it the word. When the enemy comes with a trap or a snare or a stumbling block, we can give it the word. He will flee. And it will not cause us to prevent, to be, it will not cause us to prevent or block or hinder us from being a winner. We won't let any disappointment or resentment and those things that cause us to be unhappy not to walk in the blessings of God. We won't hold on to those things, those childhood hurts and marital, ex-marital hurts and broken friendships and job hurts and
Amen.
Whatever. We'll release those things.
Teach, woman of God.
And see, what happens is when you don't release those things, glory to God. See, the disappointments and the resentments and the unforgiveness and the bitterness, then guess what it turns into? It then turns into witchcraft. Because, see, that stuff then forms into something. The enemy say, well, I got legal right now. I own this. They won't let go. This
Teach,
soil
woman
is
of God.
Ripe.
Amen.
My God.
This soil
God.
Is ripe. They won't let go of that stuff that happened when they were 13. And so now I possess this soil.
Whoa.
And all, and the word says this. The word in Proverbs 26:2 says, the word says in Proverbs 26:2 says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A curse without a cause will not come. The enemy just don't come. It just don't come. If you holding on to that stuff, he gonna come. If you won't release, it's scary. Let me tell you something. There is no possible way, and I'm being real. My son ain't safe, like Holy Ghost filled, glory to God. But the transition that my son sitting up underneath the word of God, I saw the change in my son's life. There is no possible way a believer, and let's go to the scripture, a born again seed. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. We are born again. We don't, our seeds ain't dying. Our seeds are life-giving. There's no possible way sitting under the word of God on this line that you stay the same way. Glory to God.
Whew. My God, thank you, Jesus.
And there is no deliverance. Glory to God. There is no breakthrough. Glory to God. You have been given a new birth. Glory to God. You're not from the type of seed that decays. I'm not talking about the seed from the enemy now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the seed of God, hallelujah, the life giver, hallelujah, glory to God, the one that is that gave us the word of God, hallelujah, that you do not, the word, if the word of God is in you, hallelujah, if you
said,
I accept him, hallelujah, and you, the word of God is on the inside, hallelujah, it's going to crave the word, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus,
thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
See, I had to check my Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. See, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. See, when you put up, the Lord had to deal with me. When you go to a battery on a car, you can't put the negative battery on the positive, glory to God. So the Lord says, the Holy Ghost going to attract the Holy Ghost, glory to God. The word of God attracts the word of God,
my God, glory to God,
hallelujah. If the word of God is on the inside, it's going to want the word, hallelujah, glory to God. If you are right in your prayer time, building your prayer time up with prayer and fasting, glory to God. It's going to crave those things. It's going to desire those things, glory to God.
Yes.
You'll find yourself in the car, hallelujah, at any time, hallelujah, just going in a praise, hallelujah. You'll be in the store giving God glory, hallelujah, because you crave, hunger, and thirst for righteousness.
God, thank you, Jesus.
You remember when you was in the club? Hallelujah, glory to God. You could be in the, what year did I get saved? Glory to God. What was on the radio at the time? Glory to God. Be transparent. Hallelujah, glory to God. What? Hallelujah, last year, glory to God. Something could come on the radio. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my flesh would crave it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come up when you want righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you are sitting under the word of God. Hallelujah. When you are postured and you are present in his presence. Hallelujah. When you want the things of God. Hallelujah. You desire to look like him. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Glory God.
You don't want to look like nobody else. Hallelujah. You don't want to look like what you looked like last year. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
You don't want to carry around that same demon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be free. Hallelujah. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen. Glory to God.
You don't want to have just to say, I'm still bound, glory to God, hallelujah. You want to say, I serve a God that can free me, hallelujah. And
yes.
I know that I can be free, hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
You crave freedom,
yes.
Hallelujah. You don't want to just keep the disappointment and the resentment, hallelujah, glory to God. That prevents you from being the winner she's talking about, glory to God. That slows you down, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
So what's causing you to really release it?
Thank you, Jesus.
What's causing you to sit under all this word and still be bound?
Amen.
What's causing you to sit underneath all this word and still be bitter? Hallelujah, glory to God. And ain't nobody sprinkled no dust on you, no goofy dust. You are the dust.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You found yourself in witchcraft. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because you won't let go. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
You have made yourself unhappy. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because
yes,
you won't
Lord.
Let go. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's preventing you from living a kingdom life? What's preventing you from getting in prayer and praying heaven down? Glory to God. What's preventing you, glory to God, from God elevating you and taking you deeper in him? Glory to God. Is it you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What atmosphere have you created? Hallelujah. What seeds are planted? Hallelujah. When do you need to really go to the Lord and say, dig up? Hallelujah, Jesus. What are you meditating your and giving your time and attention to? Hallelujah.
My gosh.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What you yoked up with. Glory to God. The Lord said, Maggie, it's not possible. When my son first came, he said, I will never call on that God. You said, God. The day he got ready to leave, he said, Mama, please pray with me. Glory to God. And he said, before I could close the prayer, he said, in Jesus' name,
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
And I'm talking about by putting the prayer on, glory to God, by me and the intercessors, hallelujah, my personal intercessors that I pray with, my personal time, hallelujah, the Bible study, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, my sister, hallelujah, my spiritual mother, hallelujah, those that he know, hallelujah, live lifestyles that are right, hallelujah, glory to God,
yes, Lord,
hallelujah. It changed him, and you telling me that you're born again, glory to God,
my God,
and
my God,
you can't get delivered,
my God,
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Too much word for us. Too much word for us not to be feeding our enemies.
Come on now.
Too much word for them not to be feeding their enemies. Glory to God. Too much. Peace. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you, Lord God. For your breakthrough, yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your freedom, Lord God. We thank you for showing us, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you.
Anything that's in our heart, Lord God, that's not like you, Jesus.
Yes,
anything that be anywhere the enemy has gained any type of entrance, Lord God. That he has created any atmosphere, that he has planted any seeds, Lord God, that he has taken any entrance, Lord God, that he has taken any root, Lord God, in any areas in of our lives, Lord God. We're coming tonight, Lord God, for you to show us those areas, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, we're asking you, Lord God, to remove them, Lord God. God, any disappointments, any failures, any resentment, any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any anger, any wrath, any frustration, unhappiness, disobedience, Lord God, remove it. Every negative thought, Lord God, that comes in our mind, Lord God, we ask that you will take it captive, Lord God. Every imagination, Lord God, pull it down that's not like you, Lord God. Every proud thought, Lord God, pull it down, Lord God. Every obstacle, every barrier that keeps us from knowing you, Lord God, remove it, Lord God. Every spirit of rebellion tonight, you must loose God's people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We declare and decree the obedience of God over these people on this line in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we release your obedience, Lord God. Oh God, we release the freedom, Lord God, of being born again, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind up repaying evil for evil, Lord God.
Yes.
The get back, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, God.
Amen.
Oh, God, we release those thoughts that are not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, teach us how to live peaceable with one another, Lord God. We don't want to have wrath, be full of wrath, Lord God. Lord God, give us a heart to love, Lord God. Fill us with loving kindness and compassion in the name of Jesus, God. Now, Lord God, all of the word that has been declared and decreed on this line, that has been spoken out of the women of God and the men of God that have ministered on this line, Lord God, let us take heed to the word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now for your word, Lord God. We thank you for your word, for you are the living word. And we tell you thank you for you being our word, Lord God. We thank you for your spirit residing on the inside, Lord God. And we craving to read your word, Lord, your physical word, picking up the word, Lord God. We crave the time to spend with you, Lord God. We crave praying to you, Lord God, laying at your feet, Lord God. We crave those tender moments with you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We don't avoid spending time with you, Lord God, but we crave time with you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we desire to be in your presence.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Now, God, we seal every entrance, Lord God, that you have freed tonight in the blood, Lord God. Lord God, we seal it with your presence, Lord God. Every empty place, we seal it with your presence tonight, Lord God. Lord God, even change the way we talk in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, give us fill our mouth with words that speak life in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you right now that we will declare life. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we will walk in being kingdom-minded, Lord God. We will walk, Lord God, in living the good life, Lord God. We will walk in being a winner tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I release the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, beloved, on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for such a awesome, edifying word. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Through our very own prophetess, Margaret Kavanaugh, beloved. And what I love most about this word, amen, God is liberating you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's telling you that if you want to be free, that is coming forth in your obedience. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
and this is how we're going to maintain our liberty. The things that
Thank
we
you,
have
Jesus.
Been struggling with. I heard the scripture say tonight that the curse does not come without a cause. Amen. Praise God. So whatever it is that you're holding on to, not forgiving, allowing to linger, even right now as you are meditating on the Lord, amen, set yourself free. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Remove the offense. Praise God. Come on and do it now in the name of Jesus. Even those of you that do not forgive yourself for sinning against God, this is the time to let the offense go. My God, for the blood of Jesus is like spiritual Ajax, and it will scrub away the sin shame. Praise God. Let the blood work in your mind. Let it work in your heart. Let it work in your subconscious. Even now, in the name of Jesus, be thou made whole.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Set yourself free from the sins of your parents. And all of that shame, my God, in the name of Jesus, forgive every past hurt, every rejection, every abandonment. Do it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Old relationships, loose them and let them go. Release them from the spirit of offense now in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of witchcraft work in the name of Jesus. They come by way of the offense, and we cancel your assignment. We command you to walk in dry places now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Thank him for your deliverance. Thank him for your hallelujah, Jesus. Thank him for a dawning of a new day. Hallelujah. Oh, you are to bless him tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus. This is the dawning of a new day. You will never see this sparrow. You will never see this witch, that warlock, that demon. You will not see it again. This is the dawning of a new day. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Be quick to forgive. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to forgive. Even yourself. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to forgive. Close all those doors. Be quick to forgive. Be caught all those under. Forgive yourself. Take a moment and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Kitty under elbows under. For every shortcoming, forgive yourself. E corbosi under elbosi.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy, Father. Glory, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God.
Glory
thank
to
you.
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Unforgiveness is spiritual poison.
Yes.
Spiritual poison. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come up and out in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Every bitter root of offense, come up and out in the name of Jesus. For the word of deliverance was released this day. Loose your hold and walk in dry places in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
The offense is gone in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, you remember this divine instruction tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And it is so such a blessing that God released this revelation tonight. I received a text message a couple of days ago, amen, hallelujah, that said, I genuinely apologize. And I got that message, praise God. And I didn't respond to that message until the end of the day.
My God.
And the only reason why I responded to that message was because mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, forgive quickly.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Forgive quickly.
Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Oh, God.
Forgive quickly, Shabba. Hallelujah. It wasn't something that I felt like doing. I can't even say that I wanted to do it. But when the Holy Ghost spoke to me, I obeyed him quickly.
Yes,
quickly did I respond at his word. Shabbat did it. But beloved, it is already written.
Thank you, Lord God.
And then I said, Lord, forgive me for being slow in my obedience. Forgive me, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You don't want to carry the weight of offense. And you don't want to carry the weight of unforgiveness. It's too heavy. It's too much. Let it go. Take a deep breath of the Holy Ghost right now and blow everything out that is not like him when you exhale. Release the heavy weight and every burden. The Holy Spirit is walking back through the years of your life right now. Severing ties, healing, loosing, delivering.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's walking back in the years of your life, righting every wrong right now, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even the things that you don't remember is being unearthed and excavated now. It's being plucked up by its roots now, huh? Because this word is a wordy to set the captives free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
be
yes,
thou loosed, Kabasa.
Hallelujah.
Be thou loosed, Korobosia.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Kabababasanda.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Rise up to the occasion, beloved. Oh, Kobosanda. God just pulled the cover off. And forgiveness does not mean access. Forgiveness does not mean access.
Hallelujah.
Try every spirit by the spirit discerning. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory God.
Hallelujah.
Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The hand of God binds you, and the blood is working against you. Sister Tamara, say, I forgive myself. Sister Tamara?
Jesus.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Sister Tamara?
I forgive myself.
Ah, say it again.
I forgive.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus. That's right. Loose it. Loose the spirit of offense against yourself. Loose it. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
There is no condemnation. Hallelujah. Christ has set you free, but you hold yourself in bondage. The devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, hold fast to your deliverance this day. The curse does not come without a cause. Don't give the enemy reason. Don't give him access. Every door has been shut and sealed with the blood in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Every door has been shut and sealed with the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Every door to the demonic, every door to witchcraft, every door to the offense, every door to unforgiveness, every door to bitter root.
Yes,
my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there is one on this line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we give you this invitation on tonight. Jesus the Christ, the crucified one, him that died, was buried, and resurrected on the third day. God's plan for salvation, the appropriation for our sins. This is how we remove the offense between us and God. Faith in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith in his finished work at the cross gives us the dominion and the authority needed, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, to trample on serpents and scorpions, amen,
hallelujah, to cast out devils. My God, it gives us access to that free gift of eternal life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You may be in backslidden state, praise God, but he died for you. He's married to the backslider.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Through faith in Christ, reconcile yourself now. Heed the call of salvation. Heed the call to repentance tonight. Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner.
In my sins.
Come into my heart, God.
I believe you died.
For my sins.
I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you.
As my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected. And because you live. I shall live a life anew. Serving you. The balance of my days. In Jesus' mighty name. I have hearing for your voice. And another voice I will not follow. There it is. Come on and praise him. Come on and bless him, beloved. Come on and bless him. I'm telling you, it's done. Grace is working in your life now. Grace. Jesus, glory God. Beloved, the kingdom of God have just visited you where you are. The kingdom of God. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. The kingdom of God has just visited you. Thank you, Lord. He has not forgotten you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I said the kingdom of God. Jesus, hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are alone, worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
You are the resurrection in the life. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, God.
Glory.
We pray another level of glory upon Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh.
Father, we pray her restoration, her refreshing, her renewing. My God, may you replenish the woman of God even now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Renew her strength, God. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory for her obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
For her labor in your word. Oh, Kobo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Don't just remember her, God, but remember her generation.
Yes.
For she stands before you with everything that is within her. Oh, Kobo, Sunday. And we give you glory for her life. Kitty, Sunday.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Beloved, those of you that desire to give, that God is unctioning you even right now to be a blessing unto the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you can do so, amen, through the Cash App at $CSDC12. Amen. You can give your seed, your offering, your tithe. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You could do so through the church website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. You can also do so through Zelle, and Cornerstone Zelle email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. We cannot beat God's giving, and we only can give in obedience to his word by faith. Hey, ka ba 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 sanda. Father, those that you have unctioned to give, oh, God, we bless them now according to your word. We proclaim the provision of your word upon their life now in the name of Jesus. Even as they are moving in obedience by faith, my God, oh, God, do it for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Exceed their expectation, whatever it is that they think of. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, you give seed to the sower, increase their seed, sowing power. In the name of Jesus, Father, we even give the offering unto you, O God, that you may bless it. In the name of Kerebosanda, that you may multiply it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for it now. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that, amen, evangelist, hallelujah, Dean Allen is on the line, amen. We want to, we honor everyone on the line tonight that have come, amen, but we want to honor the leaders as well, amen. Woman of God, do you have anything to share tonight?
I just said this is just a blessed class, and I just thank God. And like you said, everything, if we're obedient to the word of God, you know, that's the word of God that will really bless us. And, you know, forgiveness is very important, that we let it go and let God, you know, learn to forgive, because forgiveness is real, not for the other person, but it's for us.
Amen.
That we can have peace.
Amen.
Peace in our spirit. And just as God said, you know, when the question was asked to him how many times we should forgive, you know, 70 times 7.
My God.
You know, and we have to just, regardless of what the situation is, and sometimes we must realize that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness and principalities in high places. So sometimes it's a spirit that might be in a person at the time, you know, and it's not for us to take those things personal, because forgiveness, unforgiveness can cause us to get sick. And sometimes those sicknesses are unto death.
Amen.
Because we don't let it go.
Amen.
You know, we were just doing that in the Bible. We had that. That was actually a series that my bishop had did in the church. And it's truly blessed me to come here again and to hear it. It really resonated in my spirit, because I, too, had to learn to forgive. And one of the biggest things that we ought to learn to forgive is to forgive ourselves.
Amen.
Because sometimes we are faced to make certain decisions in our lives. And at the time when we make it, it is the best decision. Doesn't necessarily mean that it was the right decision, but it was the best decision for that particular time. But as
praise
we
God.
Grow and we mature, we see later on, and we understand why we made those decisions. So we can't continue to beat upon ourselves, because we are the ones that really beat upon ourselves. It's not the enemy. It's us that beat upon ourselves. And we have to learn to let that go. And when we can really learn to let that go, then God can do what it is that he's supposed to do in us, and our blessings can continue to flow for us. So that is my takeaway from all of that to come in here.
Amen.
And I truly thank God for the power of forgiveness, forgiving myself and learning to forgive others. Because God is love, and you can't love without forgiving, and you can't forgive and not love. They go hand in hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And beloved, that right there was a great share. Amen. Those of us that know not love, we know not God. And the woman of God said, you can't love without forgiving, and you cannot forgive without love. Amen. Praise God. Love has to be in your heart for you to do it. Love had to speak to me and make a deposit for me to move in obedience. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. He will convince you and convict you. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for his leading, for his love, for his long suffering with us. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise God. Are there any other leaders on the line? Praise God. Sister Latasha, are you sharing?
I just wanted to say God bless everyone on the line.
Bless you, woman of God.
What I received tonight was basically the word. You know, the enemy comes with words and convictions and all these thoughts he places on us. And if we take those thoughts from the enemy, they become our own. And because we agree with the word of the demonic kingdom, we bring on curses into our lives because we agree with it. So I was set free in my mind from that. Because we don't realize, well, I didn't realize, how they say it, the word comes by hearing, and the hearing is from the word of God.
Amen.
So today, I really got it, and my mind was transformed, because if you hear the word but you have no understanding, you're just going along with no wisdom. But
come
tonight,
on now.
I really got it in a way that it changed my mindset. You know, we have to be set free in our minds, but our minds have to coincide with the word of God, how he thinks, his thoughts. So when people offend us or offend me and I don't forgive, I'm giving the devil the legal right to come and harass me. The longer I don't repent, or I keep dwelling on a negative or the offense, now I've given the enemy access to come and harass me and cause and become a yoke in my life and a setback and to stop me and keep me in bondage. But when I remove that thought and use God's thought against that enemy accusing me, now I'm able to walk in blessings and freedom. So
my
I just
God.
Wanted to thank the woman of God tonight, and even the unforgiveness. You know, sometimes we carry on baggage and we say we repent, but if we're not fully repented and surrendered into God, you know, we're carrying on luggage and burden.
That's right. That's right.
So a lot of stuff that I felt that I, you know, you get this thing, well, yeah, I forgive, but you really not really forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Amen.
So I just wanted to say I thank God for the word tonight. I thank God for the woman, Prophetess Tabernacle. She did a wonderful job, and just God, you know, bless everyone's family on tonight. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And even as Sister Latasha shared, I hear the shift. Amen. I hear, amen, amen. She received the word with understanding tonight, praise God. And the word, the water of the washing of the word truly transformed her mind. Amen. Took her to another realm in the spirit, praise God.
Yes.
And beloved, hold on to your liberty, praise God. Don't lay it down, amen.
Yes.
Now we have to live what it is that we have heard. Praise God.
Yes.
We have to live what we say we believe. Everything has to line up with our core values and our belief. Amen?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Sister Tamara, you sharing tonight?
Well, I think that the woman of God did a wonderful job. Praise the Lord. We should be on earth as it is in heaven. We should be like Jesus, like God, reflecting God in his righteousness and his goodness.
Amen.
And when she was saying, what would Jesus do? You know, you think about it, Jesus forgave us.
Amen.
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So when you look at how the fact that Jesus could forgive us, it's like that parable of the king, where that servant owed, let's say, you know, millions of dollars. And the king forgave him his debt. He said, please, you know, I can't possibly pay you back. And then you have the other one who owed only 1,000 pieces of silver.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he threw him in prison. You know, God said, if you don't forgive someone their trespasses, he's not going to forgive you yours.
That's right.
And the thing is that when you think of how much you were forgiven, it seems like, this isn't a little offense. It's not a little offense for a human. But it's a little. But when you consider what Jesus forgave us for,
amen.
Every other offense is a little offense.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So hallelujah, Jesus.
It's not easy to forgive, but you know, if we're going to walk in the righteousness of God and be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then we'd reflect what he's done, and. Once he laid down, he was resurrected. Once he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, he showed us how to be set free.
Yes, he did.
He laid it down. And we're to lay it down so we can model him and see how it is to be set free. So that's what I got. I got that was, you know, it's like we just need to look at what he forgave.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Right.
You know what, Sister Tamara, that was such a great share. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And if God could forgive us and live in us after all that we have done, he wiped the slate clean. If he could forgive us, we have to tap into that grace and forgive us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, beloved. You have to remember the principles that was given to you in this message, because the enemy will try to deceive you and tell you that you are unforgivable. My God. But the price was paid by the crucified blood. Amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on the line today that wants to share?
I just wanted to say thank God for the word tonight.
Amen.
I was able to get on, and I praise God for the word, and it just helped me when she was talking about. When she talked about putting the negative on the positive, and how she was saying it wouldn't work, and she was saying when Christ is there and the Word is in us, we're gonna have a hunger and a thirst for more of that.
Amen.
It blessed my soul because I was torn because I wanted to be on the phone, but then I was trying to comfort somebody at the same time, and I was trying to get here, and I was like, you know, Lord. You know, I really want to do this, and I'm trying to do this at the same time. And I was like, Lord, why am I like that? And then when she said that, the Lord said, because you hungering and thirsting more after me, and you love being in the presence, you love the word. And I said, God, I thank you, because I started saying,
hallelujah.
What is wrong? I mean, it's like sometimes I don't want to do something else because I want to pray, or sometimes I don't want to do something else. word. And he let me know, you're normal. That's what you're supposed to do. Saving the things of God.
Hallelujah.
That helped me a lot tonight. I say, God, thank you for answering that, because I was starting to say, what is going on? But the more I'm in his presence, the more I want to be in his presence, the more I want to hear the word.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So I just thank God for that. And, you know, even for what you said about forgiveness, you got to forgive quickly.
Amen.
And I just went through that, and the Lord just showed me we have to do it. If we're going to say we're going to forgive, we got to walk in that thing. We can't just say it, but we got to do it. And actually allow God to cleanse all of that stuff. Like you said, once we give that over to him, he cleanses us and he seals it in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And so can walk in that victory of those things. We don't have to be bound by the oppression or the depression or anything else, you know. So I just give God praise for the word and just thank you, Prophetess Kobana, for tonight. You know I love you. And I try
praise
to be here
God.
When I can. You know, I just thank God for it. I pray God would just continue to increase her and just allow her to continue to flourish in him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we welcome you to the study. Amen. And feel free, as the Holy Spirit leads you, to join us in other services. Praise God. Amen. See, you see that, beloved, the gift that was at work tonight. Amen. Yes, the woman of God is a prophetess. Amen. But if we were to go to 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 12, the gift that she operated in, is it Sister Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. The gift that God operated, the Holy Spirit through Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh operated in, one of the gifts tonight was the word of knowledge. We want you to be able to discern the gift, because Sister Johnson said that she was going through something and she didn't understand why she was like this. And she even asked the question of God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The woman of God that preached tonight was not privy to what she asked God, but because it was the Holy Spirit working through her, the Holy Spirit answered her. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so that is the gift of the word of knowledge. And that gift will reveal anything from the present to the past. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The only way that you would know is that the word of knowledge through the Holy Spirit has to be working. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that gift working, beloved. Learn how to discern the gift. Amen. Listen, not just the Spirit. Amen. Because when we try the Spirit by the Spirit, that allows us to come to know that what they are speaking is aligned with God, right? So we try the Spirit by the Spirit. So we say, yes, it's the right Spirit. Amen. Now we want to grow and we want to know what gift is that working. Amen. Is it prophecy?
Wow.
Is it the word of knowledge? Is it the word of wisdom? Amen. Listen, is it faith? Amen. Because faith is another gift of the Spirit. Praise God.
Yeah.
Is it diverse tongues? Amen. Interpretation of tongues. Discernment of spirit. Amen. That's trying the Spirit by the Spirit. Knowing whether it's good or evil. Knowing whether it's human, holy, or demonic. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, beloved, just be mindful. When you're listening to the message, listen to the word, but also listen. Tap into the Holy Spirit. Get sensitive. Know what's going on in the atmosphere. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so is there anyone else sharing tonight? Sister Johnson, that was really good.
Amen. God be the glory.
Yes, I'm sharing. I remember Pastor Brown used to say from the pulpit all the time, he would say, won't you suffer the wrong for peace sake? He used to say that all the time to, to emphasize forgiveness. And as a health care provider, I have seen, I had a friend who was also a nurse, and something happened with her family and her father, and to the day that she was dying, she did not want to see her sister. And I'm not sure if she made peace with God and asked for forgiveness and asked God to help her to forgive. But she, it appeared that like she died with being unforgiving. And I remember before my mother passed away, the Holy Ghost was dealing with her. And right before she died, she just kept saying, "I forgive, I forgive," because she hated my father so much for cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten a chance to see, and even my older sister who recently passed away, and there was just so much bitterness there. I'm not sure if she forgave or not, but I mean, I came in on the tail end because I was traveling. But anyway, it's so important not to let that thing get in your heart, because he would explain to us this, you know, to forgive. Otherwise, you could easily become bitter because that thing would get in your heart.
That's right.
And so it's one of the things that surely send you to hell. And it's just really not worth it. Nobody's worth it. And it's that the things that people fight over that I've seen as a provider for before the person takes their last breath, they're arguing over the house or they're arguing over the car. And sometimes we've had to call security to break them up because they already done start fighting. So
my God,
it's just not worth having unforgiveness. Some people are low down and dirty and straight up treacherous, and that's the truth. And it makes it hard. And so I understand why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And the one thing that I had to learn is it doesn't always mean reconciliation, but you really have to let it go. And I think clear evidence is that if something happened to that person, you would not rejoice, or you would be willing to help them. It's like a clear sign, or to pray for them, that forgiveness and that you've forgiven. Because the one thing that I have noticed with myself is how the devil tries to bring it back up. He tries to bring it back. Remember when you did such and such, and remember such and such. And it's not for me so much with people. I find it very hard to forgive myself because I have played the fool.
Praise
people,
God.
I find it so hard to forgive myself.
Oh, my God.
Because I just let some people dog me.
My God.
Hallelujah. I heard God tell me in prayer, forgive yourself, but I just found it so hard to forgive myself.
Sister Titiana? Sister Titiana?
Yes.
Under the glory and the riches of the glory of this message, say, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Lord, I agree with you.
Lord, I agree with you.
Who has forgiven me.
Who has forgiven me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
One more time, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And thank God for the reconciliation. Thank God for just begin to bless him. Just begin to bless him. Just begin to bless him. Because you forgiving you is you loving you. Praise God. Just begin to bless him. For the woman of God says, where there is unforgiveness, there is a lack of love. You forgiving yourself is you loving on yourself.
Amen.
She knows that God will right every wrong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And may God impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in you. And give you a thick skin when it comes to dealing with people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And beloved, I want to say this to you. When you are a giver, when you want to help people, you have the desire to just, you don't want to see nobody without, nobody down, nobody put out, nobody in trouble, no kids hungry. When you have that type of desire, sometimes to say no to people is a battle with yourself because you earnestly want to help them. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to share this with you because I'm used to helping, especially my family, in all matters of things. Amen?
Amen.
And I had to deal with something, and baby Asia said to me, she said, Mommy, I believe that there is a shift going on in your life and that you are in battle with yourself because part of you still want to help. But the other part of you know that ship has sailed.
Amen.
You see that? Praise God. Amen. And so when you come to terms with it, you can say no without making excuses, no without giving an explanation. Amen. You could say no, and it be a straight face, and that be the end of that.
Amen. My God.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
My God. Jesus.
And so when I give and I help people, I am truly led by the Spirit.
My God.
Truly led by the Spirit. Amen? Truly led by the Spirit. Feel the power of the weight of their glory. Praise God. Amen? You must be led by the Spirit. Praise God. And will people take advantage of you and drag you? Most of them in your own family.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
But beloved, we gotta love them anyway. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
We gotta love them anyway and stop allowing ourselves to be dragged.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's real. Praise God.
Yeah.
No is a word of power.
Amen.
Praise God. God has told me no before.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And just like we have to accept it, so do other people. And we have to remember that God is their God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God is their God. Sometimes people send me messages, and I send them a message, the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Led by the Spirit. Amen. And that word is full of life and glory. And the Lord will provide. Amen.
Amen.
We got to know the difference when God is providing through us or when he's doing it another way. Amen. Praise God. Be led by the Spirit. Get sensitive in him. Amen.
Yes.
If it's a guilty feeling, that ain't God. God ain't got to guilt you into nothing. He simply speaks to you, and when he speaks to you because you know his voice, amen, you obey. He drops it in your spirit.
if it's guilt and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on, God ain't got to guilt you. He's God.
That's it. Glory to God.
Amen. God don't have to guilt you into nothing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So don't let your emotions and your feelings drive you. Just be led by the Spirit. Amen. Is there anyone else sharing tonight? Sister Titiana, that was a good share.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to share this other testimony. God had told me to apologize before. And I told God, no, I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm not apologizing. Why should I? And he said, for my glory. For my glory. Do it for my glory. Amen?
Amen.
So it wasn't about me being right or wrong or me doing something. But God was saying, you apologizing right now will glorify me.
Glory to God.
Because only God knows what's going to fix it in the next person's heart.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Beloved, we truly have to hear God in this season.
Yes, God.
I'm not talking about pastor hearing for you, apostle hearing for you, prophetess hearing from you. You need a word from the Lord. Cultivate your hearing.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. You need to hear from God. He is in you. You should be able to hear. Amen?
Yes. Glory to God.
Amen. Is there anyone else sharing tonight? If there's no one else on the line that wants to share tonight, and I'm sorry I don't have the names to pull on you, praise God, amen. We just want to, amen, reinforce the blessing of the Lord upon you. Beloved, you are graced. You are graced to release the offense. You are graced. And listen, this word came with grace. It came with glory. Amen. I even feel the power. I stretch forth my hand, and I feel the power of God up my hand oozing out of my fingertips. You are grace. God has given you a godly provision that which was hard for you to do before, amen, hallelujah, you shall do it with a sweatless victory now. Receive
amen.
The provision of the Lord. He just put the super to your natural. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He just put the super to your natural. That which you struggle with before, offenses, forgiveness, reconciliation.
My God.
You shall not struggle with that no more.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name. And we bind every memory recall spirit that will recall tragic events. We cancel your assignment and the people's lives. We break you off and send you to walk in dry places. You will not ride them. You will not ride them in their dreams and their imagination. Access is denied in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now I release the line. Sister Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Pray us out, woman of God.
All right. Father, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. We magnify your name, God. We lift you up, God. You are to be exalted. You are to be lifted up, God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for your word tonight, oh, God. God, for your word is life and health to all of our flesh, oh, God. God, your word, oh, God, quickens us, oh, God, that we can go forth and do what you're calling us to do, oh, God. God, we thank you, oh, God, for those who were saved on the line tonight, oh, God. God, we thank you for the backsliders that came back to you tonight, God. God,
yes,
we give you praise and honor and glory just for who you are, God. God, you are mighty and awesome, God. There is none like unto you, Father. And we just want to say thank you tonight for Prophetess Maggie Cabana, oh, God, for using her, oh, God, in different areas of her life, oh, God, for the word of knowledge, oh, God, even for Apostle Asia, oh God, even for the word of wisdom that she gave to us tonight, oh God. God,
praise
we thank you for that, God, and for all the other ones who spoke, oh God, and gave their comments, oh God. Thank you for each one of them, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lesson to each one of us, God. God, we give you praise and honor and glory. just for who you are. We thank you for answered prayers, oh God, because you answered our prayers. So we give you praise and honor and glory for that. God, you said whatsoever we pray, believe it, we receive it, we will have it, God. And we thank you, oh God, that we receive your word tonight. We believe it, God, and we will act upon it, God. Let us never be the same again, oh God, because your power and your presence is right here, oh God. You said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst, oh God. We
hallelujah.
Here, God. We thank you for your power and your presence that we feel in our homes individually, oh God.
Hallelujah.
For bringing about changes in our life, oh God. Helping us to forgive ourselves and forgive others, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love, oh God, that you're pouring into us that we can pour out to each other, God. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all glory for what you've done and what you're yet to do, God. God, we look forward to what you're going to do, oh God, on the rest of this week, oh God. Show yourself strong and mighty like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And Sister Johnson, I just want to say to you that as you was praying, amen, I could hear the Holy Spirit say, amen, that you are graced to encourage. And that's why people are drawn to you in that manner. Amen. But take your time with the Lord serious. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And there's another level of grace that God is placing upon you now. Oh, Korobo Sanda. He's going to bear every burden that comes. In the name of Jesus, receive the provision of the Lord. Oh, Korobo Sanda. Kuriandere Bosa. Kerebo Sandere.
Thank you, Lord.
Woman of God, just take a moment and release every burden that you have bared unto God. Just take a moment and release it. Just take a moment. Ka ba 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 sanda. Kuriandere bosia. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Release every burden, all the burdens of the people, release it.
Glory to God.
Of everyone that you have encouraged, release it. Let God be the burden bearer. Let him be your heavy load sharer.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ba, 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 ba,
glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory God.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God sees you, woman of God. He
hallelujah.
Sees you. He
hallelujah.
Sees you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, those people that are great encouragers, Apostle Barnabas was like that. Amen. He took those that Apostle Paul didn't want to be bothered with. Apostle Paul said Mark John wasn't fit for the ministry because he went off. He put his hand to the plow and then left. But Barnabas said, no, I'm not going to leave him. So that separated Paul and Barnabas, and Mark John with Barnabas, he encouraged him and nurtured him. And then later on, Paul said that now he's fit for the ministry. You
amen.
Have to know how God use you. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. So, amen. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Amen. Agape
amen.
Love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.